Welcome to this week's episode of The Discerning Eye, brought to you by Discerned Cannabis Purveyors, located in Grafton, Massachusetts, offering a cannabis experience built around you.
Okay, hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of The Discerning Eye. We have a very special guest this morning joining us from Howl's Tincture. We have Peter Glanz. I think I pronounced that correctly. We have our traditional guests. We have Brianna De Los Santos.
Hello.
We have Aaron Luna.
Hello.
And today we're going to talk about Howl's and a lot about the company, how it came to be. We're going to learn about some of the ingredients involved. We're going to learn about the story itself, how it's benefited so many people and some of the stories. So we're really excited here. So I'll go ahead and let Peter kind of give himself a little intro.
Thank you, Alan. I appreciate it. I'm thankful for being here today. I've been observing and witnessing all the education you've done with this podcast and just speaking to you individually, and I really appreciate that you're doing that work because I think it's really important. Cannabis, in my experience, isn't just something you put in your body. It's also something that impacts your perception, and the culture around it really is part of the benefit. And I think this educational work you're doing is really good culture. So thank you.
Yeah, culture is so important to, you know, the aspect of any company. And here with us, education has been, you know, at the core of what we try to do. And that's why having guests like yourself come in and tell your story is really important, not just for us, but for our consumers to learn about, you know, who's making the product and the story behind it. I think it's exciting for consumers to be able to connect in that way. So,
all right. Well, I'm happy to tell my story. Just before we got on, I did say this, and I do want to ask now if maybe before I start, I could ask you about your Howl's story.
Sure.
Because I feel like that'll give me the fuel to share mine.
So I'm going to go really quick first, only because I remember the first time I looked into it, and I have my notes, it's going back a year and a half. I had colleagues that were asking me about help with their sleep, and it was very specific. They said, hey, do you have anything that could help me with sleep? I said, you know what, let me do a little research. And Howl's was the one that I came across multiple times being recommended on some user groups. And so it's how I found out about it. I'd read the story. I actually went out and got the Howl's Nighttime Double Strength, I think it was. I gave it to a few people that I have lunch with on a weekly basis. And the response was fantastic. Now, it's important to understand, though, that these are people, friends of mine, that would never ever try cannabis outside of the fact that they knew that I was in the industry. And that's a problem because, you know, these people benefited from it and were so reluctant to try it just because of the stigma associated with it. A lot of the unknown, people are afraid of the unknown. So that's going back a year and a half. The results were fantastic. Everybody was so excited about it. I continued, you know, looking into it. In fact, I wrote my notes. It's crazy. A year and a half here, you are sitting in front of us. So we get to actually ask you about it. So for me, it's really exciting. And so that's kind of how I found out about Howl's. I myself have tried a couple of the different ones. I usually introduce it into seltzer water, which you see me drinking here, because I love seltzer water. Mm-hmm. And I think it's so easy to dose. That is one of my favorite things about it. So you can, you know, you have an idea of, you know, how much you had last time, if it mm-hmm. was enough, maybe you need a little bit more. That to me is such a easy way to just, you know what I'm going into, mm-hmm. you know? So that's kind of my story. Sorry, I took it up right away.
I love the fact that you just asked us about that because I think that
seriously,
that's super cool. It's not often that we get asked, like, have we tried products and, you know, what was the outcome of it? So I'm a huge fan of the one-to-ones just because I don't like being overpowered, you know, by the psychoactivity. So for me, just being able to have, you know, a split between THC and CBD, it works wonders for me. So for me, I use it for menopause. I started using it about a year ago and I absolutely fell in love with it because I feel like I'm in full throttle control. I can add it to my favorite drinks. I usually drink it with green tea. And for me, I'm able to function, but it gives me all the benefits that I need to get through any type of pain that I have, any type of discomfort, inflammation, so helps with migraines. And Alan hit the nail on the head, you know, when it comes down to the dosing. For me, it's like, okay, I know I can add a little bit more. Again, I'm in control. So if I'm having like a rough day, I know I can do a full dropper full or a half dropper full. So, you know, whatever is working for me. So, but yeah, I tried your products for the first time a year ago. And then being able to meet with you, I know we crossed paths at NECAN. It was so cool to be able to kind of put a face to the product and then learn about your story. And it solidified with me because it was like, okay, this is quality product. And now being able to meet the owner and learning your story behind it, it just all tied in very nicely. So
thank you for sharing that. I appreciate hearing that. Meaningful to me. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And then our story started, a couple years ago now?
Yeah.
So I was lucky enough to meet Peter at my old company. We had a nice meeting in our break room while everyone was eating lunch. And I remember I was pretty blown away with, before I had even tried it, your packaging, when we were sitting down talking about it and the dosability factor that everyone keeps talking about. You clearly have that lined out for what that looks like before you even open the box. You showed it to me. You have the dropper on the side of the box, showing you how to dose it out for, you know, what the outcome that you're looking for. And that really shocked me because every other tincture company that I've worked with in the past, it's not like that. It's really, it's kind of almost on a whim, it feels like, compared to how you guys had it down. So once I did try it, cause I was lucky enough to get some samples, I fell in love. I started using it in my coffee every morning. You know, I like to dose out through the day. I don't want a big, you know, I don't want anything that's going to impair me through the day. I mm-hmm. want to be able to function, but I also have chronic organ swelling. So I like to microdose through the day in a fashion that I don't smell like it. Mm-hmm. I'm not getting that like groggy body feeling. I just want to feel medicated. And that's what this product does for me in different doses, depending on the day, how I'm feeling. But then I introduce it to my family and my uncle who, love him to death. He, you know, everyone always knew that I had indulged in cannabis, but my family wasn't very open about it. And he recently had to get surgery done on his hands. He was facing some insomnia issues. Yeah. And as I was explaining, I gave him the nighttime tincture and he fell in love with it versus capsules. And he just really liked the way that it mellowed him out. And kind of like he said that it rocked him to sleep was the way that he liked to put it mm-hmm. in. And he stayed asleep all night. And, you know, my neighbor, I introduced it to her. She's a runner. She doesn't, you know, smoke or vape or anything along those lines. So tinctures, I showed it to her, but she had never gone into a dispensary before. She wasn't very comfortable with it. So it's that fear factor of getting over that for some people, I find. And like Alan said, you know, they know to trust us. We get paid to do what we do for a reason. Yeah. But that product has changed so many people's lives. And I don't think that anyone understands really how much it can do for someone and right. the different things that they can do and the different products that you have for those reasons.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm excited to get those onto our shelves for sure.
Thank you. I mean, your stories, I mean, is... You know, that is why Howls exists. I mean, that's how it started. It started for me as a patient. I have an eye condition. It's a degenerative eye condition, and I had a surgery to try to stop that progression. Unfortunately, the result of the surgery was it went sideways. I had pain in my eyes that started to become ongoing, and I was. That built up anxiety about whether I could continue to work, take care of my family.
Sure.
I worked in entertainment. I was a touring concert director, festival producer.
Wow.
Actually, I used to work, and at this time, actually, it's sort of, because we're in Worcester, it makes sense. At the same time as this was happening, I was working on the touring concert for OK Go. Some people may be familiar, but the guitarist is a Worcester native.
No kidding.
So I think of them now that I was coming up to Worcester and to do this. And I worked in that field, and that was a situation where, you know, you have 2 weeks to put on a show. There's the band, there's the managers, there's the tech people, there's the PR, there's the fans, there's all these people who want you to get this right, who are asking you questions, you need answers, you need to be creative, you need to be technical, and having sudden pain rushing into your eyes is not conducive to success in that role. And so I was really concerned. And then a friend of mine suggested cannabis, and I was like, at first I dismissed it. I mean, I'd smoked weed. I mean, I was in the music industry, you know, it was like, and I was working in LA a lot. So I'd go out to LA and I'd be at a party and someone would pass me a joint. And at 1 year I took a hit and I was just like, this is too much. Like, I'm uncomfortable.
Right.
It was just exponentially more potent every year. So I'd stopped. So when my friend suggested it, I didn't think I could, it would be helpful for me. It might be fun, but I didn't think it would help me do the work I needed to do and be sustainable in the long run. And that's when he's like, well, what about tincture? And the thing is, that's when it really, that was a moment for me. And I was like, it's just a plant.
Right.
And I was like, I've been making tinctures and infused oils with other plants for 15 years. Wow. Like I can just make one with the,
with
weed.
Yeah.
And so I did that and it really helped me. And it's for a lot of the reasons you said, you know, it was controllable. So that was, and even I was able to put it in my drink so that when I went to even though it was the music industry and there were definitely people on the crew who were outside smoking, you know, and all that stuff. I mean, not okay, good. I mean, you know, but music industry folks, there's plenty of cannabis related.
Sure.
And I at the time I didn't want to be even, you know, I didn't want people to know the medicine I was taking. I wanted to see the work I was doing. And so it really helped me and it was such a relief. So I joined a co-op in Rhode Island in order to keep getting the plant material. And that's when some of the other patients in the co-op asked if they could have some. I said, of course. I mean, at the time there was you're allowed to just give your excess to other patients.
Sure.
So I took some of my extra, I got it tested. I put it in I bottled it. I made a label. And so four patients, I gave them some.
Wow.
And, but then I went on my way. I was kind of, I grew up like many people at a time when weed was connected with a fried egg in your brain.
Right.
And so,
to some degree, it still is actually.
Unfortunately.
It certainly is. And so it was people just, that the intention of it was purely like selfish or indulgent, you know? And so even with these patients who I was giving it to, in the back of my mind, I was like, whatever. They just want to get high. Like, I'm using it for medicine.
Right.
They're using it for other reasons. So I wasn't thinking about it too much. I mean, at first I took it seriously, but I was back in the show, you know, I was doing my work with the bands. I started getting text messages like, hey, what's going on? When's there going to be more? And so I went to back to the co-op and I went in there and there was this woman who had a walker and she looked at me and she threw the walker out of the way and started dancing around the room and laughing.
I love that.
And I was like, and she looked at me, she's like, yesterday I cleaned my house for the first time in 2 years.
Wow.
I normally spend all day on the couch.
Yeah.
And now I only have a tiny amount left.
Yeah.
When will there be more? Like, I rely on this.
Right.
And that really, you know, that moment and so many more like it was began the mission of Howls. I felt like I couldn't stop at that point. And it wasn't just to make it, but to make it available continuously because people rely on it and they rely on it to do those basic things that give their life, I guess something like cleaning your house, you know, that's good medicine.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you can get it, it's like sleep. Sleep is, you can get sleep and that makes so many other things in your life better.
Right.
And that's one of the most valuable benefits to cannabis medicine. It's not that it just goes in and it fixes your underlying, you know, you know, it doesn't, you know, if you have a condition, it doesn't necessarily fix it.
Right.
But it gives you, it takes care of, it helps you sleep, which helps you heal.
Right.
It helps you
It's improving your quality of life.
Yeah. Back to, you know, to homeostasis, kind of like back to a level state. It's what it's meant to do. Like you said, I tell people all the time, I'm like, you know, it's not a, you know, it's not a cure. It doesn't cure everything. It just, you know, it just helps things, you know, maybe become a little bit easier because, you know, your body naturally produces, and you know, cannabinoids, and sometimes maybe it doesn't produce enough, or, you know, maybe it just needs a little bit extra. And sometimes, you know, a small amount of something can really make a big difference in the way that you feel. And it's not necessarily saying that it's, you know, curing cancer or anything like that. It's certainly, you know, I think there's a lot of great research being done to test a lot of that, which is really exciting. But it's really hard to, like, tell people, like, look, it's not going to, like, cure, you know, whatever you have. It may make, you know, tolerating a little bit easier and doing things a lot easier. But, you know, it's kind of a tough line. Do you see that at all in you know, in the industry, like, as it relates to, like, you know, that fine line there?
Well, I mean, there's so many, so many things I'd love to talk about, but before I get into that, I really want to just sort of follow through on what happened after that woman, you know, shared her story and her laughter with me. I continued to make it, and within, you know, a couple of years, that more and more patients were asking for it. I couldn't be compliant within the rules of, of the Rhode Island law. So, and a dispensary opened. So I was fortunate that people at that
dispensary. In Rhode Island?
In Rhode Island.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. And so, people who worked at the dispensary told, the folks there about it. They reached out to me and I started, being able to make it for them. And this was, I mean, this was 2014.
How are you keeping up with this demand right away?
Well, this is that, what would happen? Well, that's all part of it. I mean, I started at first, it was just, I was making it and I was doing my other work and I was, and it was getting more and more. I had to do make more and more. And that's part of why we exist, frankly, is because during that time I became more efficient. I dialed in all the temperatures and the agitation times to make it efficient enough to be like commercially viable. And as we talk about how it's made, it's that's one of the reasons why we're the only one who makes it this way.
Gotcha. Okay.
But like in that time when I went to the dispensary, I mean, it was also what happened was that they just I just remember I went in and they, the first time, you know, they just gave me a garbage bag full of cannabis, like, and we're like, and then I went home and made tincture, bottled it up and brought it back as tincture to them. Now, at the time in Rhode Island, the only law was patients and co-op, members of co-ops could provide the dispensaries. So there was just one line in the law. So it was, it was just that.
That's
incredible. That's crazy.
So I was able to do that for years. So, and that was how Howl's developed. And that means that first it was for these patients and I was getting feedback from them, hearing stories like yours. And that's how the formula was developed, was just hearing what they had to say. So initially, you know, I was making it just with the, you know, I'd get a, there was a lot of garbage bags of weed at that time. So I, they just, you know, this guy who was a, the cultivator, he would give me a selection of plants that I would work with. And it wouldn't be the same every time. So people were responding saying, hey, this time, like, it always really works for most of the symptoms, but sometimes it's keeping me up and giving me all this energy. And other times I'm feeling really tired and like I want to get sedated. And that's when I, so I wanted to solve that for people because some people wanted that sedation, some wanted that energy. And that's when I really learned about how the different strains can have different effects.
Strain specifics.
So, so then I started being able to, I went to the same dispensary. They started handing me, you know, three different bags. One of them was a sativa, one was a hybrid, and one was an indica. And as I made those, then people were like, ah, yes, now I want that sedative effect, I can get that. And it becomes more in control and consistent in that way. And so all the formulas in some way were always from that kind of feedback from people who were relying on it for their health and well-being. And so that's how all the decisions like at Howl's continues to be made. So, you know, I did that up through 2017. It was just me making it. And the first batch, I made 40 bottles. Then, you know, and 3 months later, I was like, oh, well, maybe that's it. And then I started getting messages again. The dispensary started saying, hey, we need more. Made another 40. Then it was only a month before they wanted more. And then I was like 80 and then it kept on growing. And I started hearing from people about how it was helping them. And in that time, there was so many times along the way that people were, well, I guess before I, so many stories I want to tell, but essentially in doing that, that's the root of Howl's. So now, you know, in 2018, we came into Massachusetts, we partnered with Basque, which is on the South Coast, who had many of their leadership had come from Rhode Island, so were familiar with Howells, and made just one batch for their dispensary. Then same thing happened. We thought we made a 3-month supply, but 6 weeks later we needed to make more. Other dispensaries started to ask for it. And then adult use in 2019. And so at this point, Howells is, you know, we've sold more tincture than anyone else in New England that has 10 years in Massachusetts since it opened. It's the most popular tincture. And I say that not as like some sort of bragging, because that's not the most important thing to me, and that can change. What's important to me is we serve the most people with the best quality medicine, they can rely on it, and that we make choices knowing that people with severe conditions who have health complications are using this, and that's how we make choices of what we're making, and that's turned out to have a business benefit. In that it sells better
because
it
works better. Story. Yeah.
So that's why it's like we kind of like good medicine is good business. And that's where we're coming from. Yeah. So I didn't start this as a businessman. I'm starting this and we continue to make those decisions because it's paying off in the business side, which keeps it sustainable, allows for us to have people who work here, allows me to make a living. But ultimately, you know that when you're choosing Howells or you're choosing to work with us, both whether it's the product or how we do business, it's about knowing that people in the end are relying on this for their health. And that's how we have to make choices.
Yeah.
Wow. Incredible story.
Yeah. So how many people, obviously you have a lot of people that are helping you produce this product and obviously care as much about it, within the culture. Can you talk a little bit about like the team and like in terms of everybody obviously seems to be on the same mission, right? So when they're going through the process of like trying new formulas or how much a flavor plays into it. I guess kind of the development, your team obviously has to have the same type of mentality, right?
Yeah, well, the first tagline for Howells was, first it was made by a patient for patients.
Yeah.
And then as it's grown, everyone who comes on is a patient. So they have that mentality because they also rely on it. And so I for varying degrees of need, but that is baked in to how we're working. And so the team itself, until only a few years ago was just me.
Yeah.
And then I've been fortunate. We have now a crew of 9 people besides me.
Wow.
And we are, and each of them brings that knowledge of their own journey with cannabis and knowing why they're making it is the same. It's kind of it's the root of why you would work at Howells. And then when the development of products is really rooted in how we make it.
The ingredients, right?
Yeah.
The formula, the way that you go about it. So, can you talk a little bit about the ingredients?
Yeah, well, it goes back, the ingredients again, go back to that early days because I first was making it with alcohol. And of some of the patients were in, and it was just, I made it with alcohol by putting cannabis in a jar with Everclear and shaking it up. And that actually worked for me to start, and that's fine. And that's a good way to make it. But then other patients were in that co-op, some of them were in recovery. So they didn't want alcohol. So I looked into what would be an alternative that would work, and I knew an oil would work. And then I chose organic avocado oil because it was the least instances of allergic reaction by people of all the oils that also were good at capturing the cannabinoids and the terpenes and all the beneficial properties of the plant. So that's why that was chosen.
That's incredible.
The other ingredient that's in it there's only 3 ingredients. There's organic avocado oil, organic sunflower lecithin, and medical grade cannabis. And the organic sunflower lecithin is just, it's pressed sunflowers and it's very small amount, but what it does is it makes sure that it's consistent, the potency is consistent throughout because the avocado oil is good at capturing the cannabinoids and the terpenes and everything else, and the sunflower lecithin makes sure that it's evenly distributed on every trial.
Homogenizes it,
yeah.
So clean, so pure, so healthy.
That's an important point because dosing is an area of concern for a lot of people when they're doing or are going to try any kind of new product, especially with cannabis. And like you just pointed out, one area of concern of ours has always been ensuring that there's a homogeneous mixture throughout the product so that the effects can be consistent. Mm-hmm. And that's extremely important to know that if you have X amount of a drop, that you're going to receive, you know, the proper amount of mixture, I guess, as a ratio. I think that's so important because one of my fears as a owner is knowing that somebody's going to come in and try one product that, you know, maybe they'll have, you know, one serving size of it and it'll be, you know, maybe not enough. And then they'll take two serving sizes of it when that serving size probably had more potency because it wasn't properly homogenized. And then next thing you know, it's a bad experience.
Well, and to dive into that a little bit deeper too, it's about the strains, you know, how you are strain specific. A lot of these tincture companies aren't sticking to the same strains. They're not sticking to the same ingredients. And I think that that's also very important because you know what the end goal is. Like you said, you had people going to you, you know, saying, okay, well, I didn't get the same effect from before, you know, and as someone who runs a company and who wants to bring, you know, the truth behind this plant and the products and what it can do, I think that it's very important. I call it transparency. It's honesty, but it's transparency about what's in it, what goes into it, and how you stick to that, those specifications. It's not as common as people would think. And I think that that is what also makes you, you know, a medical patient for the medical patients and for the consumers for the medical, you know, and that's why it's so important is even if you want to enjoy it for just enjoyment, that's great. But I can look at this and recommend it because I know
the company's rooted in
inconsistency.
Well, and that's what happens when for 7 years patients are the ones who are telling you what to do because it's they're not shy.
Right.
When you are in pain, when you feel like your life depends on this stuff, you are like, what is in this? Show me this COA. How come it's making me feel this way? I need this consistent. I mean, on our box and since the day one on the label, it said simple, consistent, pure. Mm-hmm. So it's simple. You just drop it in your mouth and swallow. It's consistent. That it's always the same potency, the same formula every time. It's the same potency. So once you find the right amount for you, whether it's if it say it's 1 milliliter, you know, there's a measured dropper. So you find the right amount, and once that works for you, you can rely on it today, next week, next year. And that's not just about potency. It's like you said, it's the same strain, so the effect is consistent.
Right.
And then it becomes. Then it's pure. So it's the organic ingredients, organic avocado oil, organic sunflower lecithin, medical grade cannabis. But the highlight of its purity is, and part of what I really want to just share is how it's made. Because it's made using, it's just the same way people have been making this stuff for 5,000 years. It's since the father of Chinese medicine popularized it. And that was, and I'm sure he learned it from people who came before him. He was just famous when writing started, so they wrote down that he created it. And but that same method has been, I mean, that's my presumption in the way the world works.
Right.
So but since that time, it's been in not only in China, but in India, in North Africa, in the Middle East, in South America, in Europe, in North America, all before the Commonwealth of Massachusetts was founded. And so that's, for me, that's 5,000 years of human trials for safety and efficacy. And I think that's rooted in the same, and that's part of our approach too, is we are making products and tincture that is rooted in methods that have been around for a long time. And so that's why it can be strain specific, because part of the thing is that most the contemporary methods of production for cannabis, and I learned this along the way as at 5 or 6 years in, as the industry started to grow, people would come to me and say, hey, you got to change how you're making it. Let me just explain how I make it. So it's called whole plant infusion. And all it is we take the flower, we put it directly into organic avocado oil, low heat and stirring for a long time. That's all it is. And that results in the full beneficial properties of the plant transferring directly into the tincture. And that's a real distinction, because that means that all the cannabinoids bond in there, the terpenes, the flavonoids, even the chlorophyll. You can go to Whole Foods and buy chlorophyll in a capsule and pay for it, but it's in here too. And this method of production is how cannabis was consumed globally. This was the dominant, this is the most popular way of consuming cannabis around the world prior to prohibition. And so, but now in the last, more recently, you know, there's incredible advancements in chemistry and in industrial equipment where they can get down to a molecular level and pull out those popular cannabinoids. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I guess if for people out there, you know, I know, you know, if cannabinoids, the famous cannabinoids are THC and CBD. Mm-hmm. So that's what they are. But there's 113 in the plant. Mm-hmm. You know, some people say there's more, but that's generally regarded as the mm-hmm. amount. Mm-hmm. And so when you make it with the whole plant infusion, it infuses, you know, all the, like whatever's in the plant, and it mirrors that ratio of cannabinoids in the tincture. Mm-hmm. When you make it with an extraction method, that's not an infusion, where you're pulling out, you know, now people use butane mm-hmm. or ethanol or other things, but at the core, they're pulling out cannabinoids and by the nature destroying the rest. Mm-hmm. And then they're mixing it into something like MCT oil or mm-hmm. something. Yep, yep. And then they're adding other things, like maybe, you know, even the terpenes, like for ours, it's the terpenes are the same ratio as in the flower. We see the lab results the same. And you look on the back of the box, we got 8 to like 15 terpenes in our tincture. It's not because we're extracting out terpenes and mixing it in according mm-hmm. to what is most sort of famous or popular or trendy right now. Mm-hmm. It's rooted in what that, how the plant expressed itself mm-hmm. through generations of breeding of the plant by farmers for how it's going to best serve people. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're capturing. So it's like flower in a bottle. And that's why we cannot be strain specific. That's why it's not just for medical patients. Like since we start in adult use, it's become clear mm-hmm. that adult use loves it. And it's not, and that's a huge reason why. There's tincture, which is made mostly that other way, where they're extracting mm-hmm. stuff up, mixing mm-hmm. it in.
Reintroducing, right.
Right.
And then, and that all, I mean, it's also just the numbers. Mm-hmm. You can look at it. They all sure. kind of sell at the same rate.
Yep, yep. Mm-hmm.
But Hal's people who are connoisseurs, people who understand the culture.
Mm-hmm. Flower in a bottle. Strains. Like
yeah. yeah, they're yep. going in and getting it. They're like, oh yeah, I want to try this. This is LA Kush Cake. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I like that strain mm-hmm. and I don't want to smoke all day anymore. I want to take a little a break from that mm-hmm. and they yep. get the flower effect. Mm-hmm. It's the difference between like when you just have just THC, it's like a tuba. Mm-hmm. It's like boom, boom. It's cool. It's loud. It's clear. Mm-hmm. But when you have that full spectrum or a complete spectrum of beneficial properties, all the cannabinoids, terpenes, flavonoids, all that stuff, it's like a symphony mm-hmm. where there's the swell of the violins.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Swell of the violins, the beat of the drum, the twinkle of the triangle, all coming together to create an experience that that people prefer, especially people who've been smoking and understand mm-hmm. what flower has to offer mm-hmm. and don't want to use the vape pens and the edibles because they don't get the same effect.
Right.
Yeah. I tell people all the time at the end of the day, you know, everything tries to replicate the flower. That's what the full effect of the flower is. Mm-hmm. Some of them do it by, you know, removing and reintroducing, you know, terpenes, cannabinoids back in and, you know, some really mad scientist ways. But the way that you're describing it is definitely different in the sense that it's like you said, it's the whole plant and you're not removing anything and then adding anything. So in light of that, typically would you said you have the testings for like the terpenes as well, usually on the bottles themselves?
Yeah, on the box, the bottles come in.
Okay, on the box, there you go. Okay. Because, you know, sometimes people don't know to ask for that. Mm-hmm. And it's important for people to know that you can. And more importantly, it's really good to know what was in it so that if you ever, like you said, enjoyed the experience or something you didn't like or you wanted to change, you have an idea of what it was that, that's you know, right. may have been the driving force on or may have contributed to it, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's, we say the flower is the teacher. Mm-hmm. So a lot of when you're pulling out molecules and reconstituting them and distributing them, that's a pharmaceutical approach. Mm-hmm. And that is a human created idea of medicine, which is, you know, been dominant the last 70 or 80 years. And there's miracles from that process. I'm not saying you shouldn't you should dismiss pharmaceuticals under all costs, mm-hmm. but there is also plant medicine approach. Mm-hmm. And that has been around for 5,000 years or mm-hmm. more. And it's been in communities around the world and it continues to be so. And it does that work of managing your health, not just after you have some terrible thing happen,
right.
but to help you beforehand. And I think that we approach it from the plant as a teacher and we're trying to just capture the expression of the plant. Mm-hmm. And there's certainly products out there available that can be more of that pharmaceutical approach if that's what you're looking for. Mm-hmm. But for me, you know, the lab, for all that the labs do, and I love seeing all those terpenes and cannabinoids, and it's certainly great when people see that list and they're like, wow, this is so many different things I'm getting out of. But the lab only tests for 17 cannabinoids. Mm-hmm. There's 113 in the plant.
Right.
And when
right.
you use these other methods, you know, you're just most people are targeting the ones on the lab reports and then promoting those ideas. And then they are, and they want to put them on there and they say, oh, it's full spectrum, which is great because they have multiple cannabinoids and it can be great. And if it works for you, that's great. But by the nature, it's destroying the rest. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And when you make it this way with the flower itself directly in there, you're not just getting those 17 that are known, you're getting all the rest that's unknown. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's a plant medicine approach from my point of view, is that you don't just get what's known, you get the unknown. Mm-hmm. And that's what we offer access to. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the benefits and side effects of cannabis for a long time, is access to the unknown. Mm-hmm. And in a world today, I mean, I don't want to get too ridiculous, but I feel a little bit like, you know, we're having a destabilizing moment in economy and culture, mm-hmm. yeah. all around. There's a lot of unknowns. Yep. So becoming familiar with understanding the unknown is a benefit and advantage, mm-hmm. in this world right now. And this is a plant which has survived and thrived with humans, mm-hmm. for long before this current moment of crisis. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so if we can learn from it, hopefully we can adapt as well.
Right.
So you've gone through many iterations, I'm sure, coming to the current product line that you have now. How many products do you have right now? And where do you see that going? You know, the more, I guess, feedback you keep receiving.
Yeah, well, so we have our core line, which is, we have a THC dominant line, which is just nighttime, anytime, and daytime. And mm-hmm. it comes in single and double strength. Because, you know, some people, they just need a quarter dropper, the single strength, and that gets them to where they need to be. And then other people, they need, you know, three droppers of the double strength. It's really, you know, everyone is different. The mm-hmm. the serving size that the state mandates isn't actually meant to be as a serving size. It's meant to be a protection against accidental overconsumption mm-hmm. by new consumers. Mm-hmm. But experienced consumers know that some people need a very little amount and some need a lot. And it's each unique to each person. Mm-hmm. So we have the single and double strength to meet those needs.
I see.
And then there's the... Well, of course, the serving size is always compliant because you have a measured dropper.
Right,
you
right.
get the exact amount underneath the state limit for servings. So we have the nighttime, anytime, and daytime, single and double strength. For those of you interested, the nighttime is LA Kush Cake. Mm-hmm. The anytime is Temple Kush. The daytime is Lemon Jeffrey. Mm. For those of you who that doesn't make sense to.
Hello, Lemon Jeffrey, by the way.
Yeah, it's great. And if those of you who are like, what are you talking about? The nighttime, you know, it's relaxing, it's calming, it's restful. Anytime is really, it's not going to get you too up, too down. It has the benefits of cannabis without that energy shift. And then the daytime, which is people use it to, you know, programmers use it to focus.
Is that the Lemon Jeffrey?
That's mm-hmm. Lemon Jeffrey.
Oh, man,
yeah.
I tell you,
people go out dancing all night. I mean, we're talking about like the recreational side and the strain specific people who get it is that, and I come at it so much from a medicine place because that's where that's how I got into this. Mm-hmm. But, you know, laughter is the best medicine. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's, you know, yeah. a lot of people enter cannabis purely for that, the experience of the laughter and joy. And that's part of the health. So whether you see yourself as a patient or not, plenty of people use health are not going in being like, I'm a patient, I need help. Mm-hmm. They're like, this is the stuff that works. And mm-hmm. I like this feeling. And I'm mm-hmm. going to go on that hike now. Or I'm going to play guitar for the next 5 hours.
Yep.
Or I'm going to hang out with my partner and like explore our you know, vision of who we are and what we're going to do. And all mm-hmm. that's recreational. And that all that mm-hmm. is something you can do with howls that people really love. Mm-hmm. So those are the THC dominant ones. Then we have a CBD line, which is a 10-to-1 and a 1-to-1. Mm-hmm. That's for a lot of people who want the benefits of CBD. And we got a lot of feedback from that. Mm-hmm. But what we're doing, so that's our core line, and we always have those continuously available. Those are because some people use it for health and they rely on that consistently. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But as we have been in adult use and as we've had the opportunity, now we're introducing a different approach to medicine as well, mm-hmm. which is a seasonal line. So we work with different cultivators and we'll do a spring tincture and a summer tincture.
Okay.
Each one is a strain specific and thought through about what would be an effect that would be aligned with that season. Mm-hmm. You know, many of us change, have different feelings and experiences depending on the amount of light in the day and amount of the temperature, and these connect with that.
Seasonal depression, man.
Yeah, exactly.
And 2 weeks of it left, right?
Right.
Before it starts turning
around. And that's my birthday, the 21st. December 21st.
Oh, there you go.
Yay.
Cool.
Yep.
And it's Hal's birthday.
I remember it
because I that was the first day. It was 2012 was that I brought the tincture with a label on it.
I look forward to that day. People. I'm like, oh, yeah. We're almost there.
I know, me too. Although it has, you know, mixed feelings about birthdays, I guess. But it's but now we have also the seasonal ones, which are just limited editions. So only that time of year. Mm-hmm. And then we do where we have an annual tincture, which is called Earth Tincture. And I love this one. It's with a farmer out in the Berkshires who is a... It's a regenerative, no-waste farm. This guy's been growing. His name is John Piasecki, Wiseacre Farm out there. He's been growing on this farm for 40 years. And then now he's able to bring it to, you know, share some of it with us to make a tincture. And he's been breeding this strain during that time from parents that come from the same longitude and latitude around the world. So it's going to be robust and successful here. And also for medicinal properties. So that's an annual tincture called Earth Tincture the compost on that farm is coming from the animals on the farm. I mean, that's incredible. I love that because I think it's that's part of the health benefit is that connection to how it's made. And then there's a new one we're introducing that is really rooted again. And the first person who worked for Howells was a friend of mine. She was a patient also, an herbalist and musician, and she... But she had a really high tolerance. She was only 5 feet tall, you know, but she needed like 3 droppers of the double strength.
Wow.
And so she would take our strongest infusions before we formulated it and just take the little remnants of it and put it into a bottle and name it and put a piece of tape on it and just wrote magic. And so she got to take that. This was when it was still a patient environment without all the regulations. You can't just walk out with it.
Yeah, right.
And magic. So now we're just about to introduce a tincture called Magic, which is a high potency in terms of you can use a lot less.
Gotcha.
So, you know, a lot of the other ones we want to make sure for those people they don't have that risk of overconsumption. So this is the single strength, you know, if you make a mistake and you take about a quarter drop or more, it's not going to make that huge difference.
Right, right.
But then for people with high tolerances or severe conditions who want that
more concentrated,
this is magic is that. So we're making, so magic. We're offering that.
Yeah, that's great.
I love it. You got to bring the magic.
I need to get my hands on that.
I know.
It's exciting to hear the different lines that you have. Question about your different, the daytime, nighttime. Have you been using those specific strains for a while? Or do you see yourself rotating them? Because I'm sure, you know, you've learned how to properly extract specific strains much better than others, right?
It's always been what we have access to. What's the best we have access to?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So we haven't always used those strains.
Okay.
But we, and when we started in Massachusetts, we actually started with different strains. Our partners, Basque, had started in an indoor grow. Mm-hmm. And so the strains in the indoor grow that thrive there were different when they transitioned into a greenhouse. Mm-hmm. So when they went into a greenhouse, there was other strains that flourished. So we tested out those ones in the greenhouse and with patients who were like, this is just as good or better a strain. And then we transitioned to the strains that are in there now from Massachusetts. We're in Rhode Island too. And it's different strains because there's different cultivators. I mean, but we always, you know, are looking for it's the effect in the end. Mm-hmm. And so for our core formulas, we want to have a consistent effect wherever you get it. And of course, over time, there'll be those borders might shift and the rules might change and we can do that differently.
I want to ask you about your logo. I keep staring at your pin. Tell me about what the wolf symbolizes in your logo.
Sure. Thanks for asking. Mm-hmm. When I first made those first 4 bottles and made the label, I was thinking about, I know I want to put the ingredients and how it's made, or not how it's made, the ingredients, the potency, every detail of what someone might need to know, how to use it on the label. Mm-hmm. But then I wanted something on there that would reflect what you could expect that couldn't be understood through words and numbers. And I thought of the wolf. And I thought of it because at first, for me, I had been feeling more independent and stronger since I started using it. But that wasn't really it. It was that the biggest blessing of this medicine for me was that with that relief came a reconnection with my family and my friends, and then the patients who I was starting to get to know. Mm. And so it's really about the pack and how the pack supports each other, and that's part of the medicine. And that's why when you say the packaging is something you notice, it's because we think that's part of it too. So when you see the wolf, that means it's about the pack and how we all have them and we're all connected.
That's great. I love that. I want one of those pins.
I brought one for you.
Did you? Okay, cool.
It is good to know about the packaging, because we are going to feature the packaging of our providers so that people can see the product that they're going to bring home, so that it's not, oh, that's what it looked like. You know, all of a sudden you take something home and you didn't realize, you don't even know what it is you took home sometimes because you're not allowed to see it. So we are going to actually feature some of that packaging out there. So I applaud businesses that put thought and effort into that, because they do stand out, you know, and there's a story there that, that makes it a lot easier for our purveyors to be able to talk about it. So when somebody comes in and looks at the packaging and says, what's that, you know, what's that stuff and what's the packaging, you know, what is it? It's just, it's a lot easier of a conversation when there's thought behind it.
That human connection. Yep.
Exactly.
Yep. So you had mentioned earlier on that you're celebrating your birthday and the 10-year anniversary of Howells. What are you doing for that special milestone?
Well, I'm personally going to actually go to a solstice party in the Berkshires on that farm, the Weisegger farm I mentioned. What it means for Howells on that day after 10 years is that I'm coming and doing things like this because Howells is spelled right now HOWL'S, and that's because when I started, frankly, it was also a pseudonym. There was some gray area about what was happening, and so Howell was it was a possessive Howells, but since then. Like I said before, the blessing has been not only the community that I'm directly in connection with, but over the years, all the stories I've heard, all the people like you who told me about how it helped them at an important transitional time in their life or as a regular, consistent thing over a long period of time, and how it's changed their lives. And so we're in this over the course of next year, you'll see it. It's not going to all happen at once, but we're going to be removing that apostrophe. So it's Howells to represent voices of all the people in the pack who are howling and telling their stories.
That's incredible.
That's such an important part of the medicine. And so that's one way we're celebrating it. So I'm going to spend some time going out and things like this, trying to tell the story of Howells, story of my own, what I've learned, what I shared. I am a patient, and I've learned from other patients. So I want to tell that story and hopefully that'll help educate people and then start to bring in some of these other folks and their stories that are different than mine. And that can educate people too, and hopefully amplify it so that cannabis, so people can find what works for them from those leaders who have experience and from those voices. And over that means practically over the course of the year, we'll just be, you know, we will participate in more events. We're starting to do more. We're going to have we're going to be communicating more, you know, and celebrating not just what's in the bottle, but what's around the bottle. So whether it's our email lists and various educational campaigns through that or in social media or just in-store events, all of those things will be part of our 10th anniversary and beyond.
That's great. What a great way to celebrate. And I love seeing you out in the community. I mean, any events that we've gone to, I mean, you're always connecting with the people. And that's so important. You're visible. You're out there. You're doing the important work. And sometimes you don't see that from founders and CEOs of these, you know, companies. So I love seeing your connection to the community. It's important stuff that you're doing. So that's great.
Thank you. I'm all just trying to mirror back what I'm hearing. It's really everything you've heard from me is just things that I've heard from other people through the prism of my experience. But I think that's an important part of the, that's why I'm out there talking with people, is that I learn from it. And then I'm fortunate now to have a platform to be on this podcast and maybe others, and I want to share what I've learned, because I think that can help, especially like you said, the legal cannabis has resulted in a proliferation of products of all kinds, and that means that it can be hard to determine what you want, and what to use, or you can try something for the first time, it doesn't work, and then you get disappointed and don't continue doing it. And that's such a disservice. So I want to just share what I've learned so people can hopefully have a quicker path to finding the right product for them, whether it's Howls or something else. That's a big part of what, and I guess so that's why I'm out there, just to learn from people. I think, you know, there's so much, that's part of the plant medicine approach too, because it's a community education.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah. We're fortunate to have guests that come on our show and on our podcast rather, and just talk about, you know, their stories, and really how to differentiate themselves in a market that has become and will become more saturated with a lot of providers that, you know, just don't really have a good enough story to tell, or a good enough product. So we're very fortunate to meet a lot of people that come through here that, you know, are able to share that their story with us.
Well, thank you for doing it. it's super important. And that's, I think that the I'm glad to have a story to tell. And ultimately, I think people choose Howls because what they say to me is it works.
It does. Simple.
Everything else is, I can sit, we can talk here for hours, and I love talking, as you can tell, and I love hearing from everybody, but that's the big thing. You want to find what works for you.
Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah, well, like I said, we're very fortunate to have you, and, you know, I do want to thank you for coming on and telling your story. You know, I know it's exciting to hear about the products. We're excited to have them in our store, to be able to tell the story. Our staff members will definitely get a chance to hear the podcast and hear the story, learn more. So even as we're open, you know, we're excited to have you come on board and tell us a little bit more about the company too, to the rest of the staff as well. But we're fortunate enough to have vendors and providers in the state that have, you know, the story to tell. So we're really happy to be able to do that. I do definitely want to give a shout out to the Davis team for hosting us here today. We're actually here in Worcester, Massachusetts, recording right at Davis Advertising, who have been fantastic partners, and we're just excited to be here. They provided the space. I mean, it's very, you know, cozy.
It's incredible.
Very accommodating. And I think it made it a lot easier for us to be able to have, you know, such a wonderful guest here today telling, you know, his story about, you know, how Howls came to be and where it's going to be, or it's going anyways. Before we close it up, is there anything else you wanted to close up with?
I hope that I can return with some of my friends. Maybe next year sometime to end. And I, you know, we've always been, Howls has always been really deliberate in who we work with. And because everyone we work with has maintained a sort of continuous availability and understood what we're doing. And so I'm just really, you know, that's why I'm glad to be here with you, because I can see that Discerned and each of you are committed to making sure that this plant is something that's available to people in a way that can help them. And I also just want to add, if helping for you means, you know, just that you just like, you want to go on a bike ride and have fun, or you're going to, you know, it's not, I'm very serious about it, because I worked with so many patients who are very serious about it, but they also love to have fun. And it was like, and that's one of the amazing side effects of cannabis.
It can really
be fun. And so I want to leave with that. I am also taking some time to transition into experiencing fun more often. And because I think that is something that this has to offer. So I invite you to have fun and to be well. And I just want to thank you all for this podcast and for the business you're starting, where I think that a lot of people will find health and fun and Discerned.
Well, thank you very much for those words. We're very excited to have.
So excited.
Yeah, exactly. We're seriously, we're excited to have, you know, people like yourself here, just like I said, just partnering with us. It's really exciting. Where can we find, you know, everything about Howls, every new, you know, I'm still trying to debate of how it's going to be. Is it going to be Howls? You said without the apostrophe, right? So that might make it a little bit easier for social media.
It'll certainly be easier for graphic designers, I think. It'll, We're the best way to get the direct, most deep access is our mailing list. So howls.com, howls.com. Sign up for the mailing list, and you will get messages, and we will ask for feedback there. Our Instagram is at Howls Medicines. Same as Facebook at Howls Medicines. And so you can join us there. We are, you should do it now. We're about, this part of the 10th anniversary is going to be a slow but steady effort in that area to be communicating more and to be connecting there.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for providing those. You can always find us on Facebook as well. At Discerned Cannabis on Instagram, discerned.cannabis. Thank you very much for being here. You know, I want to again thank Davis for hosting us and, yeah, again, thank you very much for listening in. In the coming weeks, I know we have a couple of more visits that we'll be making to some cultivator sites to learn a little bit more about their processes and what differentiates them from the state and why we're going to feature them in our store. So keep tuned in to listen to some future updates. And thank you very much, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of The Discerning Eye, brought to you by Discerned Cannabis Purveyors, located in Grafton, Massachusetts, offering a cannabis experience built around you.